Hey Tim,
There we go. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, brother. Good to see you. How you doing?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, you tell me. I appreciate you taking some time out of your day. As one of the members of Congress who was permitted to attend the recent briefing on UFO phenomena, let's just cut to the chase. I'd like to start by asking what your overall impressions of the briefing were. How would you categorize the tone and the seriousness?
I wasn't overly impressed, but if anything, I think we got a few more converts out of the deal. I think some people realized in both sides of the aisle that there was the government's not telling us everything, and that I think and that was a positive, I thought, because that will carry over into the next Congress very well. And I have no doubt that they will pursue it, and they see that there is either a cover up or just some real arrogance there that they're not allowing us to see what's going on. And to me, that's a positive.
Cover up or arrogance, or maybe a mixture of the two, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Two, yeah. Well, it's good to hear that some people you feel were converted, so to speak. So, would you say that they had their doubts and they came out of this without those doubts?
I think that they probably still have some doubts, but it just they're just confounded on the whole issue. They can't believe that, all of a sudden, if they've got nothing to hide, then why don't they bring this stuff out? What's up? And I think there's still some think that, well, it's our own technology we're hiding, and or other things. But I just think that we got a good toehold on them right now.
Was there any discussion about the increase in public and media interest in UFOs and how the government plans to address that?
Not in the meeting, but amongst us members of Congress, there sure is, brother. There's people that are just pushing the envelope. I was in one area of my district, the far western end of it, a group of, it's a community basically, and the vast majority of the people aren't from East Tennessee. They've moved here from out of town, and they're retirees. They're heavily educated, military backgrounds, a lot of them, fairly conservative. And New York, areas like that, all over the country, really, but mainly the Northeast. And there was over 100 people there, brother, and they paid to be there. And it was just to hear me talk about UFOs and UAPs. And I saw a lot of heads nodding. People would raise their hand and ask very intelligent questions, and I'm trying to cast the net a lot broader now. I'm not, like I said, I'm not so much concerned about little green men or flying saucers, but we as Americans, as taxpayers, should be concerned about something that's taken tens of millions of dollars at least since 1947. And they're studying something, but yet on the other hand, they're telling us nothing exists. So, and I think that in going back to the meeting in the SCIF, it was basically just to decide if what we thought, if Grush was telling the truth. And the people left there, they had their doubts. I believe they don't have those same doubts now. And they have, a lot of them have come to the belief that whatever he was saying was the truth. So that's, sorry, I ran a couple of things in together, but the deal in my district was very impressive. I was a little bit overwhelmed because they just were allowed a certain number of seats, and every one of them was filled.
Well, you've certainly had an interesting couple of years in the media spotlight with this particular subject. I think a lot of people have now heard the name Tim Burchett, even in international waters. I mean, here I am. And I think it's an incredible thing that you've kept this momentum going, you and a select few others. In relation to people being kind of convinced more so that David Grush and what he had to say and the information that he had to provide to Congress was legitimate, is that something that was actually encouraged by those briefing? They were actually kind of building that encouragement that he is actually to be believed?
I believe so. I believe so, because that's kind of the gist of what everybody's hung up on right now. It's, oh, we've recovered craft. We've, you know, recovered biological entities. And, you know, to people like me and you, that's, I mean, we've talked about that for years. People like us. I mean, you and I haven't personally, but I assume you, being a UFO guy, and me, and I've been reading about this since I was just a little kid, that, you know, it's just common sense that if something crashed, something had to be piloting it. Mm-hmm. And there's just too much talk about that, whether it be the grays or whatever. You know, and I just don't get too hung up on that stuff, because I know that that gets people, a lot of other people, with cold feet. I just want disclosure.
Yeah.
I want transparency. Tell me what you got. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, getting bogged down in the particulars of what is or what isn't happening, that's, you know, people get hung up on that. But what's pretty clear, I mean, as you said, you know, people like myself and yourself, we've actually looked into this for quite some time. Once you actually look at the pattern and look at the history, it's pretty clear something is going on. What that something is up for debate, but it certainly seems to be suggested that there are non-human technologies. Have you had anyone else kind of approaching you on the wire since you've been out in this field, maybe in the last like 6 months or so, that's tried to encourage you to go into any kind of particular avenues of research on that type of issue?
Yeah, there's a little more talk about, let me see if I get the wording right, intergalactic versus interdimensional.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I don't get hung up on that stuff, because it kind of waters down where I'm headed. I mean, where we need to be headed, because ultimately, I mean, we got to get the most people involved with this that we can. And ultimately, everyone wants and thinks we deserve, and they are correct, to know where your tax dollars are being spent and what it's being spent on. And so I think that's, you know, where I'm, the way I'm headed. And that's why I don't get too hung up on that.
I don't
really understand that stuff. And I mean, I guess I understand it enough, but when I have a astrophysicist come to my house and explain it to me, it's still, you might as well be in a foreign language.
Well, I think that's one of the big problems with this, is there is a level of ontological shock as they like around, you know, this idea that people can't necessarily handle it. It depends on what it is. But I think at the end of the day, the route that you're taking as someone within the DC network is the only route you can take. You have to go through the policy. You have to go through the bureaucracy, and you can't be, you know, speculating too wildly. But the subject in of itself invites a lot of speculation, because it is an incredible subject to discuss regardless, right? I mean, even if it turns out, which I don't think is true, that it's just human-made technology, I mean, that in of itself is one big question mark as to what the hell has been going on in the Black Projects.
Absolutely. And there again, you know, we've, our own Pentagon is unaccounted for over $500 billion in assets, and they've never passed an audit, and we reward them with more money every time.
So it's kind of an annual tradition, isn't it?
Yep, it really is, and it's annual tradition for me to vote against it.
So what's the next move, Tim?
I think we need to have a hearing at some point. But we've got to make sure we get it focused. Everybody says, oh, you need to bring in this person, you need to bring in that person, and I need to be real careful about that. I don't need to bring in, I need to just keep pushing the government angle, the angle of, because I think we'll get all our information. But if we don't go that route of disclosure, then I think we could lose some ground and slow us down in getting our ultimate conclusion.
You think that given just the genuine state of the geopolitical landscape right now, so many different national security concerns and domestic concerns, social and economic policies, I mean, there's so much happening. Would you say that there is sufficient energy within Congress and within the Senate in relation to this subject, or is it still kind of trying to kindle a fire that isn't quite burning yet?
I think we need to kindle the fire a little more. I think we need to put pressure on our leaders. And I think we need a leader in the White House who eventually will say, you know, enough is enough. I'm going to come forward with this stuff. Get out of my way. I want to get the information now and let's get it. Because I really don't think we're going to get to where we need to be. Because they're going to move the target. They're going to lie to us. They'll move the locations. And, you know, I don't get too hung up on locations and stuff, because by the time we get there, it's like somebody was wanting to take a Odell, which is a congressional delegation, I think, trip to Area 51. And, you know, we can all get our picture made in front of the signs and say,
yeah.
deadly force can be used. We'll go to the little alien, the bar, you know, and that kind of stuff. And I just don't think we'll get to see too much.
Well, it's like you said, recently I saw you were on Tucker Carlson. He's very interested in this subject and in a real approach. And I think obviously big audience, big audience caught your short kind of segment with him. You're right about one of your concerns that you highlighted, which is that you don't feel comfortable quickly sharing photographs or any kind of evidence that might be given to you, because disinformation, I think, is one of the real problems with this particular subject. I mean, it's been rife within this particular subject for decades anyway. People polluting the waters, going to these UFO conferences, you know, shady spooks who give you a little whisper in the ear and send you going down a narrative that doesn't quite make sense. And I think right now, for people like yourself who are pushing at the front, that's a genuine risk. Do you feel like there may have already been attempts to get you to traffic in disinformation?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. And the trick is there's some of them that are doing it that are, in my opinion, don't know they're doing it. They're the most effective ones. They've been given false information and they've got a huge following and they're a fraud.
Who are you talking about?
I'm not going to say.
I think you and I both know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I got my suspicions. And I mean, because every time I do these things, I get a call from somebody and they say, oh, you need to have this person at your thing. I mean, they're believers. Then they, and the person believes in themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but and it's a cottage industry too. You know that. And I know that. You and I must be the only ones that haven't made any money off this thing. It's to me, I mean, because I do all this stuff for free. I don't ever charge for an interview or anything crazy like that.
Oh, I can say on the record, you've never charged me once for an interview.
And I'm in demand to be at these UFO conferences to fly out somewhere, but I choose not to just because I don't, you know, that ethically, I don't know who pays for it. And then I can just do it from my home.
Yeah.
And I feel like the same effect.
Well, Tim, you know, it's a difficult balance between, you know, embracing the fact that this does need to be researched and also acknowledging that there's a really deep stigma. So if you're, you know, plastered all over different UFO conferences, it might not even help. It could actually be a detriment to you in terms of trying to push this forward, because people will use that. People always use that as a way of, you know, lowering the integrity of someone if they're suddenly going to on stage and, oh, he's just sold out. He's writing books. He just wants to, you know, get a couple of those UFO bucks. But like you said, there isn't really many of those UFO bucks going around. This is a passion project. And I think that I speak for both of us when I say it's a genuine desire for transparency and truth.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. You've always been on the up and up on the ethics thing. And I believe like me, we just want disclosure. I think you and I both suspect the same thing and what's out there. We just like somebody to verify it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll power to you, Congressman. I appreciate you taking some time out of your day for me.
It's always a pleasure, brother. And thank you. Let's just keep pushing the truth.